Early voting has been underway in North Carolina for almost 2 weeks. Record numbers of people have turned out to cast ballots in this consequential election. Voting and Election Integrity reporter Rusty Jacobs recently visited Robeson County to hear what voters there are thinking.
When you drive into the town of Pembroke, you're greeted by a sign that says Town, Tribe, University. It's a tribute to the town's role as both home to a UNC campus, as well as the Lumbee, a Native American tribe. More than a third of Robeson County's 78,000-plus registered voters identify as American Indian. One of them is Nicholas Oxendine, a 46-year-old military veteran studying accounting at UNC Pembroke.
I'm nervous as far as, you know, look at all these foreign wars and everything. I just feel like a lot of people don't respect people that's in charge right now, and I think they kind of respect Trump a little more.
Oxendine had just cast his ballot at the Pembroke Public Library's early voting site. He was wearing a bright red Make America Great Again ball cap.
Yeah, it's just fun. I like wearing my hat, let everybody know where I'm standing. You know, it's just fun.
The other early voters I encountered in Pembroke also were Lumbee and supporters of Donald Trump, like 19-year-old Emma Locklear.
A lot of people can't really afford things in the stores, and I don't think that's right.
Jerry Cummings and Leonard Lowry blamed what they see as a national moral decline on Democrats.
I tell them they take God out of everything, our nation's going to go down.
God created us, and he created male and female.
What you're seeing there is a core kind of social conservatism that lines up very nicely and very strongly for a Trump-aligned voter.
Michael Bitzer is a political science professor at Catawba College and author of Redistricting and Gerrymandering in North Carolina, Battle Lines in the Tar Heel State. Robeson County used to be solidly blue, consistently voting for Democratic presidential candidates all the way through the Obama years. Then the county swung right by wide margins for Trump in 2016 and 2020. But Bitzer notes the percentage of overall voters and votes cast by rural populations in places like Robeson County is shrinking, while more liberal suburban and urban blocks are growing. He says those are subtle shifts with big implications.
1 to 2% in that kind of county versus a 1 to 2% in an urban suburb area or perhaps in a surrounding suburban county. You know, all those shifts combined could lead to potentially huge consequences as to who gets elected.
Lumberton, Robeson County's largest city, is about 12 miles down the road from Pembroke. At Lumberton's early voting site, I found a more diverse array of voters. Larry Williams, who is black, says he's been voting ever since graduating high school in 1975. Williams says this year he's particularly concerned about reproductive rights.
The right of women to be able to do what they want to, you know, with their own body, whatever. I mean, we don't have that stipulation on men, so why should anybody govern that for women?
Eva Marie Pittman, also black, served in the Coast Guard for more than 20 years. She, too, is concerned about access to abortion.
There's no man put on God's green earth to tell me what I can do with my body. Period.
77-year-old June Page says she has been thinking about this year's election a lot and that a Trump win would be devastating.
The main reason is he thinks he's above the law. And he needs to go to one of those countries where he can be a dictator.
Gay Carroll, who's white, says she just doesn't think the country is where it's supposed to be.
There's just too much far-out stuff going on with this woke stuff.
I wanted to know if Carroll discusses her views with friends and coworkers. She said no, not even at church.
You know, because half the congregation is going to be half like you, half not. Everybody's entitled to what they think and what they believe. You cannot judge and condemn a person because they don't think like you do. You don't like it, but who's to say you're right all the time? I mean, I am.
Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.